And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm Mary Goulet, your host, along with Steve Ulscher and Richard Otte. This is when we talk about basically being a human being in everyday life, doing everyday things that we have to do and want to do, and also finding the deeper perspective within them. And now that it is Thanksgiving, and as I get older and having gone through all sorts of stuff in my life, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude. So gratitude's kind of the buzzword today, and it's a pretty obvious one. And what we are grateful for. And I was mentioning on What Is Your What Wednesday that I recognize in small little things how grateful I am. And even if things are getting really stressful in the world, busy, hectic, whatever it might be, finding that time to just really stop and say to yourself, I'm grateful. I'm grateful because I can buy milk. I have freedom. I have freedom. That's a big deal, guys. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have a creative sense about myself so that no matter what comes my way, I have a quick enough mind to figure out a solution. Mm. And I've always said, state the problem once and then focus only on the solution. Don't keep restating the problem or the challenge. Just focus on a solution and get really creative. So bringing it, opening up that to you guys, I think the deeper or the harder some things in life can be, the greater capacity you have to be grateful for the little things. Mm. So maybe you might have something like that, Steve, or...
Yeah, you know, I will say that I am challenged with that concept, and it's a personal struggle. I think I have an inability to stop and celebrate, as best as I can put it. Like, even when I go through whatever that hell might be, whether it's business or whether it's personal, when it's all said and done, which there's always a beginning and an end, period. There just always is. And when I reach that end, I never really stop to appreciate that process of what it took to get through that.
So like last week, I'm blanking on, remind us again, what did you call it when you moved the line?
The sufficiency theory?
Yeah. So basically, you accomplish the goal, and then you don't even celebrate before you move the line and start working on the next thing.
Exactly. So like a perfect example is the book. So the book, What Is Your What? When I started writing that, it was probably 18 months or so before it was officially on the New York Times list. Now, that's a long period of time to be working on something. And when it hit the list, I didn't do anything. I didn't stop. I didn't celebrate. I didn't really look back and give thanks or be grateful for that process. So I will say that that is something I struggle with. It's a challenge.
So do you have like a sense of humility around it that you can't allow yourself to celebrate an mm-hmm. accomplishment?
Mm-hmm. I think it's... the best way to put it is, on one hand, I obviously, with a microphone, I like the attention, right? I mean, there's certainly a part of me that likes the attention. But at the same token, there's a part of me that really doesn't feel as though those sort of accomplishments are of a great enough magnitude for others to recognize or for me to really look in the mirror and go, gosh darn it, man, you did it. You know, it's like,
Is that strictly with family? Because my kids, I can't move the needle of impressing them a bit. Nothing. I got nothing for them.
I think I'm just my own. I'm my own worst critic.
And well, what does your wife say about that? Does she try to like, come on, man, let's go do something that's exciting?
And it cuts both ways, which is horrible for my wife and my family. Like, she just got licensed here in California as a funeral director, and then also
it's a big deal.
And then also got licensed as an embalmer. So she got both of those licenses. Like, I have never been able to really celebrate.
So even for her?
So even for her.
So you're going, sweet, now get your own business.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a challenge for me. It's a struggle. Yeah. A struggle.
And you, I would think, would be the opposite way. You see the... Well, no,
oh,
no.
I think the exact opposite.
You're grateful for the bees because then they can help with your gardening. And
yeah, and then I can. It's easy for me to get lost the other way. I'm lost in celebrating all day.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Yeah, right. I mean that's kind of what I meant by at the end of my life. It's a badass life, like. But I want to get some more stuff done. I want to help some more people. I want to do some more things, and you know, my daughter's probably been the biggest influence on that. She brings an awareness to my day that's just, I don't even know. So wait, now does it mean it's my turn to respond on what?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, I mean, we don't have to have it totally strict, but
so,
as contrast to him.
So something I'm grateful for, or what would be the?
Yeah, I mean, how do you experience gratitude or gratefulness? Like Oprah was really big on make your gratitude list every day.
Mm.
I kind of do it in emotionally and out of, like, be thankful for what you have, Mary, because every single person on this planet is one mistake away from wrecking their lives. Mm. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Like I said, I have like PTSD on this kind of stress stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really grateful in the small, teeny things, kind of out of paranoia. Too.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, I mean, I was talking about this to Trish last night. I have this weird, uncanny ability to make super, like for say the diet stuff or whatever, when you're doing something with diet, I'm able to make really boring food still somehow fun. And that gives me that leeway to just not complain that one day that I really want the pizza or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just the simplest things, I think it stemmed from, like there was a point in my childhood, no kidding, I'm not breaking out the violin, but where I was eating ketchup and onion sandwiches. And that was like, yes, you know, I could fry some tortillas and make my own chips. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it was that or curl up in a ball and cry.
Mm-hmm.
So I gained this hypersensitivity to the littlest things being grateful for.
Does that, let me ask you this.
But that's why I said exact opposite, just real quick to tie it together with you, is I can be, it's almost like, well, why keep pushing for all this other stuff when you're so happy here?
But you know
what I mean?
But you could push that over the line to the point where it almost becomes a defense mechanism to reality.
Oh, of
right?
course. It's very much that whole perfectionism, if that, you know, that being the mask of procrastination.
Yeah. So, I mean, on one hand, I can see how, like, everything is great. Like, I'm not a sunshine and lollipop, you know, like, kind of person. I'm just not. Like, I will see the darkness before I see the light.
And I will see the fear of the darkness before, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's there.
Yeah. And I don't...
And I'm like, they're both.
Yeah.
Except when not always.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And so, I mean, I guess my concern, and maybe this is, obviously there's a happy medium there somewhere, mm-hmm. but my concern is that if I try to see all of what is good about something, then maybe it's that PTSD, maybe there's some like really deep-seated pain somewhere, right? That PTSD from something that prevents me from doing what you're able to do on a daily basis. I don't know. It's
almost
a struggle.
Like, is it you won't allow yourself to feel that accomplishment or celebrate something for some reason?
I think that
the last time I did that, this happened.
I think it is exactly that. Like the legs are going to be pulled out from under the chair. Like if shit is going so good, then something else is coming around that corner.
So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm going to be thankful for everything that is anything. If I, no matter what, I'm thankful for what I have. And then I can only go up. But if I take it for granted, then I'm going to be punished into poverty. You know what I mean? That's kind of been my, who are you to think that?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of that weird thing.
And also, who are you to deserve that? Right? I mean, because that's a big part of it as well. Is like, well, that's reserved for those people. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, the deserving part of it is like, don't talk about it. Keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So gratitude has strings with it.
Yeah.
Like my string of paranoia.
Yeah.
Of, oh boy, I used to have it and now I don't. Or I would could possibly not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. But as I said in your segment, what is your Wednesday? All of that kind of stuff, of course, makes us who we are. And I hope it also helps us to dig deeper into who we're capable of becoming.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead of the status quo.
Yeah, and this is the right time of the year to really start and try to be grateful about what we have and appreciate how far we've come.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we're all together because we bring a lot of good stuff, I think, to the table in a really good way. Okay, so thank you for joining us on Soulful Sunday. And if you want to learn more, go to gowithyourgut.net and check out my Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust. Thank you, Steve Ulsher, Richard Otey, and White Wade's over there. Didn't ask you. Hands in the air. Okay, thank you. We'll be back on another Soulful Sunday.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.